For the next couple weeks, we are going to take a break from our study through John to celebrate Christmas. So this week, we are going to start by studying the genealogies of Jesus' family. The same place Matthew started when recording the story of Jesus, and maybe the most skipped passage in the entire Bible. There are two genealogies of Jesus covered in the Gospels. The first is in Matthew 1:1-17. This genealogy covers Joseph's genealogy. One thing I find most interesting about the genealogy in Matthew is that it starts with Abraham, showing that Jesus was the Savior of Israel. We see this theme running all throughout the Gospel of Matthew, that Matthew is showing Jesus from the Jewish perspective, and that he truly is the Christ that came to redeem the Israelites. The Israelites were Matthew's target audience. The other genealogy is in Luke 3:23-38. Luke differs in who he is writing to. We see that Luke is writing to Theophilus, which means friend of God or beloved of God. This could be a real person, but it could also be that Luke was writing to all who are friends of God. Either way, Luke writes Jesus' genealogy from the perspective of Mary and traces it all the way back to Adam, showing that Jesus is the Savior of all the world. They are very similar. Both Joseph and Mary were from the line of David, as was prophesied so many times throughout the Old Testament. One that sticks out to me is 2 Samuel 7:12-17, where the Lord is telling David through Nathan that when David dies, his line will never lose God's steadfast love. The Lord is also telling him his family line will be disciplined, and that one day there would be one that reigns on his throne forever. We also see that many of the people in Jesus' genealogy are also recorded in the Old Testament. When we look at the people in Jesus' genealogy, we do not see perfect people. We see sinful men and women. But yet, God chose them to be a part of bringing the only perfect man and Savior to the world. I think we have to be careful because there is an underlying movement in the church that we do not need the Old Testament, that it is unimportant, and some have even started to disregard it completely. We must be careful not to fall into this pattern of thinking because the Old Testament is not replaced by the New Testament. It is all one complete account that has been inspired by God and is profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for teaching in righteousness, that the man of God may be completely equipped for every good work. I encourage you, if you would like to study this deeper, to go name by name through the genealogy and see what the Bible records about them in the Old Testament. You will see that Jesus was being foreshadowed all throughout Old Testament. It really builds your faith to see that Jesus was a real man with a real ancestry, but Jesus was not just another man. He was before all his earthly ancestors. He was before time itself, and without him was not anything made. He is God, but yet he is man. It is not a union of the two spirits, but he was both at the exact same time. While he was being formed in his mother's womb, he was also holding all things together. We have to remember that Christmas is not just another day on the calendar. It is the day that we celebrate the birth of Jesus. It is not about the presents under the tree or any other Christmas traditions. No, it is all about him coming down and dwelling with us. But he did not just come to dwell with us. No, he came for something bigger. He came to die for us so that we could live forever with him. He became man and humbled himself by being obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. That is the beauty and meaning of Christmas, that God loves you so much that he sent his Son, which was part of himself, to come and die so that he could be with you forever. You have worth that is above what any of us can imagine. Today, you can accept the gift that Jesus came to give you, the gift of eternal life, the greatest gift ever given. There is literally no better season than this to give your life to Him. If you would like to accept Him as your Lord and Savior, all you have to do is to admit that you are a sinner, believe that He died on the cross for your sins, and confess Him as Lord and Savior of your life. So, this week, know that Jesus came for all, no matter who you are. He came and died for you so that you could live forever with Him. He wants to have a relationship with you. Also, during this time, we need to remember that none who were in Jesus' lineage were perfect, but He chose them to be the ancestors of the only perfect man and Savior of the world. Today, Jesus can do the same for you. No matter what you have done, you can be a part of what God is doing today. Jesus told us before He went to heaven the purpose of all Christians. He said, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And surely I am with you, even to the very end of the age." Matthew 28:19-20. Remember this as you go throughout this Christmas season.